to Gratitude365 for bringing news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 225. And for those of you who have been listening, thank you. I have had a few days off. I've had lots to think about. I've actually been house sitting, so really happy that I've had that time to just take out, to really get my pen and paper out, start doing some writing. As you all know, or those of you who don't know, I had a good 3 months off on medical due to quite a major surgery. So that sort of interrupted my creativity as such. So back into writing and just really looking forward. We are already halfway through the second quarter this year, so it has gone really fast. And for those of you who don't know, I've been now on Clubhouse for a couple of months, and some really interesting people in there. I love the freedom of thought, freedom of idea generation, and just the general spirit in there, really, of offering your services to people who then in return are going to gain benefit from that for nothing, really. I mean, people are giving their time freely because they really care about what they do. They're passionate about what they do. And if you are one of those people, as I am, the more you help people, the more that you can inspire people, and the more that you can actually make a change in that person's life really is going to generate that motivation for you. So I did just want to call out today Dustin Fox and Bryant Brosey. I haven't actually talked to Dustin one-on-one yet, but I did meet him in the room last week. I've connected with him. I've gone to his podcast, which is Worth the Fight podcast. Some amazing people that he's interviewing on there, really just pouring their hearts out, telling their story. It got me thinking really about how, you know, there are no excuses in life, yeah? You know, there are no excuses in life. I mean, I did not grow up in the best environment either. I grew up on food stamps. I grew up with a violent father who used to, come home and abuse my mother. I had to witness all of that stuff. But I'm still here today. We're still surviving, you know? And I still have a life that I'm blessed every day to actually be involved in. And it is about just taking that step. It is about just stepping up to the plate. And yeah, I was that child at school that people didn't really, you know, we were friends and things like that, but there was never really any connection there. So I was always that child that had that life. And, you know, you've just got to try to rise above it. You have to, dig deep. And I think really at the end of the day, I didn't have too many mentors or people to look up to either. And I did create that for myself. You know, I created that image of that heroess that I wanted to be. And you know, I always wanted to be there and look after my mother. But, you know, other things got in the way and you make excuses and all of these things. So, yeah, I just think it's great that there's so many people out there that really do just give it their all, and that really is the key to success. There is no golden goose. There is no money tree. There really is just you and that deep desire to really just keep pushing through. The more positive you are and the more you step out of your circle to be with other people that maybe are doing what you want to do, that also is the next step to really taking your life, your business, whatever you're doing, to that next level. Yeah, you have to step away from where you currently are to then get to that next level. And it's painful, you know, it's very painful. But in the process, you learn about yourself. You start to associate yourself with other people that are there and willing and waiting to help you to achieve what you want to do. So never think you're leaving one area to go to another, because you never truly leave there. You're just stepping out, reaching out to other people that are waiting for you. They're waiting to take you and your life and your story and what you want to achieve, because we're all here to help each other, yeah? And that's really the key of today's podcast, is just to make the step. Stop hesitating. Fight the fear, because I know that there's fear there. You think, oh, what if? Don't worry about the what ifs. Trust in the initial vision you have. Step out and make the move. Talk to you tomorrow.